Okay, so we get married, and your favorite thing is to look through the back of the newspaper on acreage for sale.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Still the farm dream. It never died.
Never died. And so I remember driving around Georgia looking at acreage for sale.
Yeah. And you didn't really like the landscape.
I didn't. Well, and I didn't want to be in the Deep South.
Yeah, but you never saw yourself farming either.
And then, absolutely not.
Meanwhile, your husband is digging up the backyard.
Right, and that was becoming a problem.
That was a problem.
Yes, because you wanted to dig up the entire backyard.
Yes.
So there would be no room for the children.
And then we started, the gateway drug was when you got me chickens.
I did. Well, because I kept thinking if I gave you little bits, you'd be happy.
Yeah, enough to dissuade me. Yeah, and it was the fork in the road to me was, I was turning 50 years old, and not many people start farming at 50.
So it really was a midlife crisis, wasn't it?
A late midlife, maybe.
Well, you know, it's funny because at the time I didn't think it was a midlife crisis.
Yeah, I didn't either, and I still don't think it was. It was fate. It was destiny. I had to become a farmer.
You had to?
I had to.
No, you couldn't. You could have stayed at the CDC.
Sure.
You could have done public health for
I could have.
Another 20 years.
Yeah, but to be who I really wanted to be. And you asked me who I was at five, I wanted to be a pioneer.
Oh, I remember.
Yeah. I mean, so this was a pioneering in farming to me was this new model of farming. And it combined with my desire to be a frontiersman, a trailblazer. And where else better trailblaze than in Texas?
I had lived in Austin very happily in the 1980s, and it was a great place for open-minded liberal thinkers. So it seemed like it would be the place to consider.
I'm glad you said seemed like, because here we come to start a farming career in Texas.
Where Whole Foods is headquartered. And so, my gosh, they're probably going to have a parade when we decide we're going to do this.
And there must be thousands of organic farmers in the wings here.
And so many customers just waiting to buy our stuff.
And
it'll be so exciting.
And plenty of water.
Plenty of water. And and it won't cost anything to live here.
Yeah.
It'll be like it was in the 70s and 80s. Mm-hmm. Everything was practically free.
That's what you kept telling me.
I did.
Yeah.
And guess what?
The old Austin was gone.
I was wrong.
You were wrong.
I was really wrong.
And I was wrong about how easy farming would be.
I'll say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so it's been wow. We are seasoned. Seasoned farmers in Texas, which I never, ever thought I would be living in, much less farming in.
Mm-hmm.
And yet I feel like this is kind of right now, suddenly, Texas is the most popular place in the world maybe right now.
Austin.
And so we're at the epicenter of a lot of growth and a lot of opportunity.
And it is very exciting to help this whole new thing bloom. It really is.
Right. But I wouldn't have known that, and I wouldn't have had this experience if you hadn't been willing to take that adventure.
Oh.
And you are a real Texas woman.
Well, I guess so.
Thank you.
You're welcome.